Greetings, flesh wound horror freaks, and we're what the hell was I going with that? Sorry. We are flesh wound horror. I am Daniel Shine. That's Todd Loya, Pug Dread, and Mike Krueger.
Namaste.
I'm so excited for this big premiere tonight that my brain's not working.
You were thinking about that marital aid Krueger showed you on the last one. Which one was it again?
Ghidorah Dong.
Yes, that's what it was.
There's got to be like one for every kaiju, I would imagine.
I did want to start the show in the first 5 minutes making a dildo joke, so I went with marital aid.
You did.
I cleaned it up.
I found it adorable. Which you can hear that on exclusively on our commentary after this episode. Tell them, Dan.
Yes, on Patreon, we've got the OG King Kong versus Godzilla on Patreon. You can hear our thoughts. That was a lot of fun. And some other Patreon content up as well. So patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. We'll do the plug early. Why not? Exclusive early uncensored content. So check that out. It all starts at $1. So I think we give you a lot of bang for your buck.
Yeah. Since I interrupted you and you didn't get to introduce everyone, why don't you finish, Dan? I'm sorry.
I did. I just did it fast.
He didn't give us a chance to say hi. He just said,
he doesn't care anyway, so it's normal.
Well, Dan, why don't you tell us what we're talking about tonight?
So tonight we are talking kaiju. And this is kind of just us to discuss and freestyle about some of our favorite kaiju, how we first discovered kaiju films. And so
and
we're all
meeting. And most importantly, what is a kaiju film?
Giant monsters fighting each other.
Well, right. I mean, okay. Before we started, no, because Dan asked a question before the show, and we thought it would be a good way to kick it off.
Yes. So, all right. So this one's interesting because if I had to say how I first got into it, you could call this, I guess, kaiju adjacent, depending on your opinion. But some of my early ones were them. The giant ant flick, like that's one of my top monster flicks in general. I've always loved that, and I guess it's debatable. I see different people list it as kaiju, others don't, so I don't know really what the right answer would be. Some people consider kaiju only Asian films.
Well, the definition is it's a genre of Japanese, you know, genre films featuring giant monsters, but then you have stuff like Pacific Rim and Robot Jocks that kind of throw that off.
Yeah, which are, you know, absolutely fake. But Krueger, you're definitely the kaiju expert. I bow to your wisdom on this. What do you think? What do you think defines a kaiju film for you?
Well, I'll actually get into specifics here. Like you guys already said, you're probably wondering what a kaiju is. Well, the literal meaning is strange beast, and it usually is when someone's referring to the subgenre of films in which giant monsters are usually depicted attacking a village or city and engaging in battle with some sort of military or other giant monster.
Okay.
Power Rangers. Yay, nay.
No. I think, no, definitely. You could definitely consider kaiju. Some of the monsters they fight once they're attacking city and stuff, it definitely has kaiju elements. And actually, I'll get into that right now. The kaiju is usually like a term people like myself use to describe, like Dan said, giant monsters and stuff like that. But more specifically, there's terms of kaiju. Daikaiju is one of those terms, and the literary meaning is giant or great kaiju. And the term is to emphasize the power or the size of the beast in question. The first example of the word would be used to describe the original 54 Godzilla film. So technically, Godzilla and all his foes, if you want to get more specific with it, they would be classified as daikaiju rather than regular kaiju. Me personally, though, I just use kaiju as a general term.
Mm-hmm. I think most people do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now that you know what a kaiju is, I really wanted to get into like the origins of it, because a lot of people consider Godzilla the first kaiju film, but I actually like to go back a little bit farther. Elements of this genre were present in an animated short film in 1921 called Dreams of the Rare Bit Fiend, The Pet. And in this short, it's a mysterious giant animal starts destroying a city and gets taken out by a massive airstrike. I think that's the farthest you can go back with the term in film. And the first feature-length film that has elements of kaiju in it, I would say, would be Willis O'Brien's pioneering stop-motion work in the 1925 The Lost World, in which we would see multiple giant dinosaurs attacking each other. And more specifically, in the ending, there's a sequence where a brontosaurus breaks loose on London and destroys the Tower Bridge. Very similar sequences of this, though, would be seen in Willis O'Brien's other masterpiece, the original 1933 King Kong, which, in my opinion, is the true breakthrough for the genre of kaiju and what I consider the first kaiju film. Now, King Kong would inspire other stop-motion pioneers like Ray Harryhausen, who would go on to make his own giant ape film like Mighty Joe Young, and later on would completely change the kaiju genre with Beast from 20,000 Fathoms. Now, some people may know what that is, but for those who don't, it's about a fictional dinosaur which is released from its frozen hibernating state by an atomic bomb test in the Arctic Circle. The Beast would then go on to attack New York at New York City and so forth. And after that film, Japanese producer of Toho Studios, Tomoyuki Tanaka, saw how well King Kong and the Beast of 20,000 Fathoms did and saw how well they did in the Japanese box offices. And both of those films would heavily inspire the 1954 Toho film Gojira, aka the first Godzilla. And I would say Kong and Beast of 20,000 Fathoms definitely inspired both the storyline with the atomic bombings and stuff like that, as well as the creature design of Godzilla himself. Tanaka, seeing those two movies combined the fears of Japanese citizens with atomic weapons, and that kind of arose because of this Lucky Dragon 5 fishing boat incident in which these Japanese tuna fishing boat crew got contaminated with nuclear fallout from the United States in 1954. And I think that is the biggest inspiration we see to the social commentary we get in Godzilla. So Tanaka put the team together and create the concept of the radioactive giant creature emerging from the depths of the ocean, a creature that would be known as, in my opinion, the most iconic giant monster in history and the most iconic kaiju in history, which is Godzilla.
Fucking A. Absolutely.
I did my homework.
There you go. Yeah. There you go.
Well, yeah. What you may be able to argue, like, what is the first one or the origins? But I mean, the first one we have the term for, though, is Godzilla. I mean, before then, we didn't have the term, right?
No, that's not true, actually. Okay. Beast of 20,000 Fathoms, Japanese title, had the term kaiju in it, too.
Okay.
So you could, and kaiju just is a general Japanese term that's been used for like dinosaurs in the past and all types of mystical beings. Now, to go back to what Dan was talking about, like them being like a giant ant movie, in my opinion, those are kaiju films, but a lot of people would sit there and argue with you because some people think that kaiju, like, doesn't mean giant animal either. They think that has to have some sort of mystical power to it. So, like, maybe if it was a normal giant ant rampaging on the city, it wouldn't be a kaiju, but if it had like a heat ray breath or some sort of radioactive type of deal to it, it would be a kaiju.
Well, my thing is, like, I consider those creature features, and I wouldn't consider Godzilla a creature feature, but if we're using those terms interchangeable, neither of them are wrong.
I think just kaiju in general, you have a giant monster attacking shit or a giant monster fighting with another monster, and it could be considered a kaiju film.
So allow me to ask, Jurassic Park.
You know, that's funny that you say that, because I was kind of thinking about that when I was talking about The Lost World. The Lost World, I wouldn't consider a kaiju film, but it does have kaiju elements in it. I consider that a whole nother genre of just, like, you know, dinosaur film. You know what I mean?
Would it not really qualify because dinosaurs did exist, so they're not mystical? I mean, they did walk the earth at one time. That might be the reason why you could rule out dinosaurs as well.
I think that's fair.
Beast from 20,000 Fathoms was an early one. My earliest memory really was them. I can't say it's like the first kaiju film I've seen, but that one definitely made me fall in love. Because not too long after that, we had Matinee as well, which was kind of the parody of that. Well, among other things. But that was like a really early one, and I never quite know how to classify them. But yeah,
me personally, probably the two people.
Big Crack Rock, I love that guy.
What is that? Big Crack Rock. What if the person shrinks in the spider and Cat is giant in comparison? Yeah, I don't think I would consider that a kaiju film.
Because it's still just a spider.
So yeah, same thing. That's kind of like the three worlds of Gulliver. I mean, it does have the elements of the genre in it, but it's not necessarily a kaiju film.
The thing that popped into mind with like the other things, like then you like Lake Placid's one. That's another one. Is it a kaiju or is it not? I lean towards not.
I think more or less if it has like if the thing is being radio like it's what Lake Placid was just a big crocodile, right? Yeah. Or a big alligator, yeah. Right? There wasn't a reasoning for him being so big, correct?
Betty White kept feeding his ass.
But... No, there was. Yeah.
I'm saying like maybe if there was like a radioactive, you know, thing over there that was making it, you know, I think that would definitely classify him as a kaiju if it had something to do with that. As far as like first kaiju films, though. Mine were the VHS of King Kong on fucking in color. That was the version I grew up with. It was either that or, you know, one of the early Godzilla movies. Definitely probably like one of the Godzillas, like Monster Zero or, you know, Godzilla and King Ghidorah. They're like my memories of early Godzilla films. But what about you, Pugs? What was your first kaiju or giant monster film?
You know, I don't remember exactly which came first. I do remember watching King Kong on repeat because it was on all the time. I used to watch the 32? When was it made?
Mm-hmm. Well, 33.
The 33 one and then the one with Jeff Bridges came on all the time. I know you don't really care for that one, but like seeing that when I was small and then actually going to Universal Studios and seeing him shake the tram and it smelled like banana. I'm like, this is fucking cool.
How fun was that ride? Holy shit.
Dude, as a child, it blew my fucking mind. I'm like, he's right there.
I'm going to tell you this. When I did the Universal one, which is better than, or sorry, the Florida one, which is more elaborate than the Hollywood one. When I was there and did that is when they were filming Matinee there and they had a bunch of props and the giant stuff.
Nice. Was Goodman there?
There was a standee for him. the one that's in front of the store.
Cool.
Or the movie theater.
Yeah. But like, no, it's cool. But I also grew up loving Godzilla too. So, but if we're throwing in Power Rangers in the mix, that's my jam.
Power Rangers, I guess my only knowledge really of Power Rangers is I remember them fighting those clay things that they created. So I didn't really realize that like the Power Rangers went against like big things.
Dude, but by the end of the show, the bad guy would make the monster grow and to attack the city. And then they would go in the Megazord and fight them. That's why I brought it up. Because I'm like, they're big.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, and it's funny you say that because there was another term of kaiju, I can't think of it off the top of my head, but the thing that Power Rangers is inspired by, the Japanese show, I can't remember what the hell it was
Super
called.
Saiyan, Super...
Yeah.
Fuck, I forgot the name too.
Some of those characters in that show were considered, I can't remember if it's Seppakaiju or another term of kaiju, which kind of means like humanoid creature. Like that has, but you know, that's a creature and it's humanoid in stature. And eventually they started blowing those up and considering them kaiju. So there's an argument for it, definitely.
Yeah, but I remember real quick before we go, the Godzilla film that blew my mind the most was Godzilla versus Gigan or Gigan, however you want to say it.
Yeah.
Like this dude has a mohawk, a cool beak, a circle saw in his fucking chest, and like those 1,000 hands. Like this dude kicks fucking ass. So I watched that on repeat from when I got home from preschool.
not always the most respected one, but I'm sure you've all seen it because it's like on every discount bin set. But another earlier one for me was the giant Gila monster.
Oh, Yeah.
I know it's not the most beloved, but I still have a bit of nostalgia for it.
I have a like a lot of those movies though, like you see like them just like really fucking up the animal throughout it. Like I know like the old 60s Lost World just like had like fucking an alligator destroying a monitor, and it, like watching that, like when I was a kid it was cool, watching it now it's like, oh, that's kind of fucked up. Like they like super glue horns to them and shit. Like there's a lot of like, I know a lot of people in the like fan of monster movie community, they like always talk about the poor animal cruelty in those old films.
Oh yeah.
Todd, what about you? What was your first giant monster kaiju?
Because I'm the old fuck here.
Yeah.
Attack of the 50-foot woman, because you said challenge accepted.
Well, I will tell you, you know, my first one, like there wasn't like different, what do I want to say? There was no eras when I started. It was just the first, it was just show era. I mean, it didn't really get called that. So the first one I remember seeing very clearly is Son of Godzilla on, I can't remember what station, but one of those TV channels back in the day, and loving it and falling in Godzilla. And it wasn't too long after that, Godzilla 85 came out. So that was my first big screen Godzilla. Very such excited. A good one. Underrated. I like both cuts, but we'll come back. I'll talk about that one again later. So,
yeah. Well, just off the top of, like, since we're talking about our first kaiju, how about your favorite kaiju films? And let's go with some that aren't Godzilla or Kong. You know, like for me personally, I think a lot of those Heisei Gamera movies are actually some of the best in the genre of kaiju. Like him versus Iris, which just like had some like really brutal moments and some really good moments. And I'm a big fan of Gorgo, the I believe it's 60s British ripoff of Godzilla. I'm a big fan of that one, and like Konga that came out in that era, and also Reptilicus, which a lot of people hate Reptilicus, but I grew up on him and really enjoyed him as a kaiju.
I like Reptilicus as well. In fact, not an original poster, unfortunately, but I used to have one of those in my library. I like a lot. I like Ape, the 76 film.
I've never seen that one.
That's,
I'm referencing some crap, aren't I? But still, it's
That's my number one nod in Godzilla. Because.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
3D.
Not just that, but that one's just so much. Because I like Godzilla. Everything else is way below him for me. So.
Yeah. Okay. I was a Harryhausen kid. Like big time, so that's like my first sort
well,
of.
That and Harryhausen, man, like he, like just not just with Beasts of 20,000 Fathoms, but I've never seen Pogasari Visited by Voices. I need to check that. Lauren, I haven't checked that one out yet. It's on my list though, definitely. What was I talking about before? Fuck.
Is that the one? Again, I'm not as knowledgeable as you, Kruger, but is that the one where the guy got kidnapped from South Korea?
Yes.
Okay,
yes,
I thought so. Yeah,
and I haven't been able to get my hands on that one. But yeah, another really good kaiju film, just like that, is newer, in my opinion, was Rampage. Rampage did a fucking hell of a job being a good American kaiju film, which is, you know, you don't get many, like, you know, you get them now with, you know, the new Godzilla movies and the new Kong movies, but for a while there was a drought. I mean, Cloverfield was like the last big one I can think of off the top of my head, that other than like Rampage.
No, you got Pacific Rim.
Oh, and Pacific Rim. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, forget that one.
I would say out of those though, I would prefer Cloverfield, because that shit was fucking awesome. Watching it from the ground level, fuck, that's scary as shit. Thank you, 9/11.
Yeah, that experience, the fucking ARG thing they did like with the internet with that movie was just brilliant in my opinion, because you know they made you wanting to know what the hell the monster was the whole time throughout it.
Right. Sweet, thanks.
Stars on YouTube. Sweet,
thank you.
Yeah, we'll definitely have to check that out.
Sense of review coming.
Yeah, definitely. Well,
but What about you, Pugs? What are some of your favorite that aren't like Godzilla or Kong? Do you have any?
I wasn't going to answer that question until you reminded me of fucking Cloverfield, because that's awesome. I was shocked at how much you like Rampage. Right? Visited by Voices was shocked how much you liked Rampage. $5, right on. I was too. My mom saw it before I did. She's like, you're going to love it. I'm like, it just reminded me of like just a little buddy movie. Maybe he gets big. When he looks at Rock
and does the, I must have.
Dan, keep your hands down.
I think that was in the trailer too,
and I rolled my eyes. But in the movie, it works pretty fucking well. Yeah, dude, I liked it.
And George was, you know, obviously he was, you know, probably everybody's favorite. But man, just like even like the what they did with Lizzie, like at first I was like, oh, she's just a fucking alligator, because I'm such a big fan of the video game. I mean, that was like one of the video games I grew up on was like Rampage, Mortal Kombat, and fucking.
You remember Primal Rage?
Yeah, Primal Rage 2. That's a fucking amazing game.
A fucking movie?
dude, it was so like you could have did it too. Like, dude, that you know what? That's the next one. If whoever did like Rampage would do fucking Primal Rage, it would be badass. And just like the thing I loved about Primal Rage 2 is all the stop motion animation and just being able to be a T-Rex and fatality somebody Mortal Kombat style was like fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Now, how do we get The Rock into it, though?
He could be one of the cave people that are cheering him on. forget modern time.
People were crapping on Rampage a little bit. And again, I don't play a video game, so I have no, you know, context to what.
That's, you know, literally my favorite video game. So just
oh, really?
Yeah. Did you have issues with the movie for that reason then? Because I heard a lot of people complaining. But
you smash buildings is all you do in the video game.
That's what it seems like literally. But I've said that to people, and they're like, well, no. Hold on.
I'm like, I can elaborate maybe a little bit. Like, in the Rampage game, they were all like people that mutated into the giant monster. Like Lizzie was a girl, Ralph was, you know, some goofy looking motherfucker, and same with George. And like something had, like, I can't remember the specifics, but yeah, I think that was the biggest thing that people had a problem with. And also the fact that they made him actual, you know, real, like real animals,
right?
In the game, you know, they're straight up like kaiju. Lizzie's a ripoff of Godzilla, and Ralph is just, you know, like a giant wolf man, and you know, George is a King Kong ripoff. But you know what they did with George, like, I'm glad they did it that way. They made him like interesting and unique, and what did the albino thing. And then like at first I was just like, okay, Lizzie's just going to be a giant alligator, but they didn't do that. They gave it like these tusks coming out of it and these weird frills, and that's what I loved about it, like the mutations. Like Ralph was like a flying squirrel and he could shoot porcupine fucking things out of him, and he's a wolf. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, no, I had a good time with it too. And again, I came up I liked Meg.
I've never seen it. I was very super into it because I thought it was going to be rated R, and when I heard it was PG-13, I kind of lost a lot of interest in it.
But it's fun though, dude. Like, I'll spoil one part. Jason Statham kicks a shark. It's fucking awesome. I got exactly what I wanted.
Yeah, I get where Kruger's coming from though, because we were promised one movie and then we got something different.
Yeah,
I'd still like to see that R cut one day. Or, well, I know they never finished the CG, but
is there any hope for sequels? Because that's one that I heard, like, I mean, shit, they were supposed to make a sequel to The Great Wall at one point, because even though it wasn't very good, but it did really well overseas.
No, I loved it. What the fuck?
I heard Matt it was Damon, good.
Right? Yeah, no. Yeah, Matt Damon. Yeah, and
I haven't seen it.
William Dafoe's in it, too. It's fucking good, man. And like, they have like these really cool looking like creatures in it that are like similar to like old, like, you know, I don't know how you would put it, like a mixture between like an old like Chinese lion and like a dragon. It's fucking badass. I love the goddamn.
I may have to revisit it, possibly.
Well, wake your dad here. We can watch it in 3D.
Cornelius collection. We are live.
Oh, yeah. We're live, pal.
You're seeing us in real time, sir.
What was the one you were saying you hoping had sequels? Meg, I remember that being announced pre-pandemic. I don't know if it's still on track.
I don't remember that being announced, but that's cool.
Am I wrong? Anyone else remember? Or am I imagining?
Bring, dude, a fucking school of sharks, big ass sharks attacking people. I'm in.
You know, I want to. You brought up Harryhausen before, and I wanted to touch upon some of those movies. You know, like stuff like Seven Voyages of Sinbad. Like when the Cyclops is fighting the fucking dragon, like that's some straight up kaiju shit. And like all the like fights Harryhausen had between his, you know, monsters, like all of that, like I still kind of loosely consider kaiju stuff too. But I mean, like Beast of 20,000 Fathoms is no fucking doubt a kaiju movie, but like I still consider those Seven Voyages in pads. Like they're more, you know, fantasy films, but definitely have strong kaiju elements in them. And my favorite Harryhausen film of all time is, 20 Million Miles from Earth.
Oh, okay.
That fucking movie was my childhood. It was like his version of King Kong, and I fucking love the hell out of it with the Ymir. I don't know how to pronounce it, but that monster was just so cool, and I loved how, you know, it came in this little tiny egg sack, and it just kept growing, and ends up fighting like an elephant, goes on the Colosseum, gets shot down. Like, it shit was badass, man. I love that damn thing.
Setting aside Jason and the Argonauts, of course, I would say Mysterious Island ranks pretty close for me. As a kid, I used to, like, just in my head, like, I'm in the air balloon, and, like, yeah. I was living that movie, the giant crabs and everything.
I did confirm Meg was announced pre-pandemic. The last update is 2020. Yeah. All right, so we'll see if it still happens. I know pandemic killed a lot of things.
Yeah.
Project-wise, that was probably a bad choice.
Everything, sir, it's all in. You mentioned Harryhausen. Did anybody else, this is a little sidestep, but when in Monsters, Inc., when Mike Wazowski reserves a table at the restaurant, did anybody else lose their shit when he said it at Harryhausen's?
Harryhausen's, yeah.
Fucking amazing. Like, I'm in the theater not expecting that. I don't know why, but, like, these guys, this just shows their love of the craft of like, old monster movies. I thought that was pretty fucking neat.
Yeah, no, definitely.
I've got an obscure one, and I don't know if, well, I don't know how obscure it is, really. Probably not for you, Kruger. But has anybody watched Queen Kong, where they kind of reverse it, and it's the male actor?
No, I haven't watched it.
Okay.
Well, I've heard of it, but...
You need to watch Ape.
So Queen Kong, is it like a drag queen, big old monster type thing? Or?
No, it was...
You're thinking of Tuan Fu.
I love that movie.
It was a late 70s movie, I think 76 or 77, and it was like they fall in love with the male the queen falls in love with a male actor that was like shooting in somewhere in Africa, I believe that one took place. It's kind of one that doesn't get talked about a lot, but it kind of reverses things, and yeah. I allow for a lot of cheese with these movies because they kind of always had that.
I like them cheesy with like the older ones, but I find myself like more enjoying like the more serious takes, like the Heisei era of Godzilla and
like those
Gamera movies, and you know, like it, but some cheesiness has to be in there at some point. I mean, even the new Godzilla movies have a little bit of cheese in them.
I just shared the link. Queen Kong is on YouTube, but legitimately, because it's by Filmrise. So
cool. Maybe Queen Kong Pulgasari and something.
Yeah, it sounds like it's shaping up.
Yeah, for a new kaiju.
I gotta pull the link on the other. Okay. I'm not familiar with the books.
I'm not familiar with them.
Giant STDs. I'm in. I don't know what that book is.
Oh, now this is a good one. Hold on. Yeah. Mighty Peking Man is one. I believe I picked up the 88 films Blu-ray. That's another good contender for the next show.
Fucking A. Book it.
I'm down. Yeah, definitely. Another one, huge fan of, very, very early memory, and I'm not that old, but so I'm not talking first run. Attack of the Crab Monsters, the Corman flick. I love that movie. 1957, I think. Could be off a year or two, but I believe 57 was Attack of the Crab Monsters. Did anybody get, well, they released it on DVD not too long ago. Did you ever get to see that, Kruger? Because that's a great double with Mysterious Island.
No, I'll have to check that out.
Okay. Well, there's a good double for you, because Mysterious Island, for me as a kid, that was like, in my head, that was like the movie I pictured myself in. I just always really kind of loved that. And they did a mini series remake with Patrick Stewart 15 years ago or so.
It's funny you say that, because like when I was a kid, my favorite kaiju movie was that goddamn Godzilla's Revenge, which was the one where Godzilla and Manila go on fucking Monster Island. I fucking love that movie so goddamn much when I was a kid, because it just, like you said, yeah, I could see, like, I pictured myself as Ichiro, who is the little kid in it. And it, like, and looking back on it, it's cheesy as fuck, but like it kind of resonates to me a little bit of deeper meaning, because Ichiro is going through so much shit in that fucking movie. His fucking parents are fucking up, and you know, he's kind of an outcast at school, and he goes home and listens to his radio and goes off to Monster Island every night. And I saw that like as like actually really heartwarming now in my older age.
Yeah. That one I know splits people. Some people just don't like it, but I remember liking it when I was a kid. I haven't revisited that though in a very long time.
That and Son of Godzilla were my favorite growing up too.
Fuck yeah!
I know Bob's somewhere upset about that.
But. Oh, dude! Like Manila is fucking just. I could talk about Manila for a fucking hour. I mean, he's the bastard son Godzilla never wanted, but he always has to pull him out of some shit. But just like we're going to be talking MonsterVerse coming up in a future tomorrow. Video, but yeah, tomorrow. But I, as far as like other Godzilla movies, what are some of your favorites? Like me, Shin Godzilla is like slowly become my favorite of all time. And I can't say it's completely my favorite of all time, because it's kind of tied with the original Godzilla, but those two are like my favorite ones, because they play it straight, they're serious as hell, and they're actually pretty terrifying in my opinion. And especially like Godzilla 54 for the time. I mean, you see people dying all around, crying for their mothers that have fucking dying, people are getting radiation poisoning. Like, it's a dark fucking film. And I think Shin Godzilla encompassed exactly all those same elements that the first one did. That's why I love it so much.
So let me ask you guys this. I got a question. Which do you like better? Which is the definitive? Do you go with Gojira, or do you go with Godzilla King of the Monsters?
I think the original for me, just so powerful. And when you consider how long it had been, which wasn't very, since the actual atomic bombs fell, that original Japanese, I mean, just that film as a critic, I mean, I definitely have to say it's the best, but you know, obviously things evolved, the tone changed, as you know, when we certainly by the time we get to Ape, it's a little different, but that original film, I still like in my head think,
you know, I'm talking about the two different versions of the same movie, right?
Yeah, no, I know, but okay. The original Japanese,
you're film, going off on Ape and stuff, so you're kind of throwing me off.
The original Japanese cut, I should say, was just mind-blowing to me when you consider when it was made.
I enjoy the American cut too. Like I watch them interchangeably.
Yeah, I saw that first. So yeah.
But I'm with you, Japanese cut. I think it conveys more terror than the American King of the Monsters cut. And I think another thing about the Japanese cut too is Godzilla is not necessarily like it's. I've seen this argued a little bit, but Godzilla in that movie, you can kind of feel for, and I feel like the American cut makes him more out to be a monster, and in the Japanese cut, he's more of just like a beast of great tragedy, and like by the end of the movie, when he's fucking letting out a bellowing scream for help while he's fucking dying, I think it's way more powerful on that cut, watching the two back to back.
See, it's funny, because I like both, and I tend to do watch them both. But tone-wise, King of the Monsters fits better with the rest of the films in that mm-hmm. run. And because 85 is probably my favorite, even though I don't think it's the best one, mm-hmm. it you can't really do 85 without doing King of the Monsters. So
no, I get you.
But I really love Return of Godzilla, the other cut, too, but...
Yeah. Is there any love for Godzilla versus Biollante?
I was waiting for absolutely. That, Dan.
Oh, no. Shit. Perfect cue. Oh.
The old lady. Just wait. To show you there's love for it.
Hold on. If Christian Hannah Horror is watching this still, he is jealous because I know he's a Laserdisc guy.
Oh, damn. Dude, I had the same VHS.
Damn.
Look at that thing's like mint, not a spot of mold.
Nice. We didn't plan this. I just name dropped it.
Todd was waiting. He knew it was coming.
I'll say that Godzilla versus Biollante is probably my second or third favorite Heisei film. Biollante in general, I think I can't think of the exact specifics, but I'm pretty sure a big portion of that character was like, it was like a contest to draw a kaiju, and they ended up bringing it to life. I just think that is fucking, imagine being that kid. You draw this fucking thing, and then you see Godzilla going and
on the big screen.
Like, that would, like, I would have a fucking heart attack. Like,
Best make-a-wish ever.
Yeah. Sure. I mean, so like that. And Biollante, like, I like the different metamorphoses of it. Like, the rose head looks really cool, and it's got the teeth in the middle. And at the end, you know, it looks like basically Godzilla fighting a fucking Godzilla / Audrey version of himself. Like, I mean, it's a great one. The only thing
Todd loves it.
The only thing that I don't like is that, like, they have this really good concept with Biollante forming up into the sky, and that's why actually like Space Godzilla gets made and some other stuff. But immediately after the Biollante film, they go and retcon the like all the other ones because they like do this time travel thing, and it fucks up the whole story of Space Godzilla. It makes me mad every fucking time.
Well, since I did these out of order, I was, you know, off because I love Godzilla 85. But here's the cool one.
Nice.
Yeah. It is the UK tape. I believe actually this is the Australian tape. And what made this one special is this was the only cut of Godzilla 1984, aka The Return of Godzilla, that actually had like a US dub. So it was like really rare. And I was always curious about it. So I wanted to see that cut with that dub. And that was before you could even get the, you know, any other version. So that was the first cut I saw of that one. All right. And awesome. And probably everyone's favorite most everyone's favorite from the first era. This is an Australia. No, this is a UK Terror Mechagodzilla tape.
Dude, yeah. That's other than the original film, Terror Mechagodzilla, like I used to watch Terror Mechagodzilla and Return of Mechagodzilla back to back because I fucking always loved Mechagodzilla, but in Return of Mechagodzilla, Titanosaurus, dude. Fucking most underrated kaiju ever. I love that goddamn roar. Like, it sounds like an elephant backwards. It's fucking awesome. And he's just like a giant. And he's like, the old, like, I tend to like the kaijus that kind of look like dinosaurs, but like a little bit more, you know, like mutated or whatever. And Titanosaurus was like the most dinosaur looking out of all of them, other than like Rodan and stuff. So I always love that. But yeah, Terror Mechagodzilla. Godzilla's bleeding all over the fucking place and all the fake red paint blood, like
that's such so awesome.
Yeah,
I'm surprised no one gave me shit on Godzilla versus Biollante, considering who owns it.
What do you mean?
You guys don't remember. You guys see that logo?
Oh,
that's Dimension Pictures. Dimension. So
god damn it,
One of your own, Todd.
Violante didn't do anything.
So. That's why that's only one with the weird DVD, Blu-ray DVD release. It's hard
to get a Louis C.K. never mind.
So, first Godzilla?
Just pick him up out as he's doing his thing.
So, Todd, you said your favorite of all time is the 85 one?
Yeah, I flip back and forth, but.
What about you, Pugs?
For the longest time, it was Godzilla versus Gigan, but then I saw Godzilla King of the Monsters, the new one, and yeah, that wins by miles.
You're not alone.
I was sad, but it fucking rules.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
Oh, dude, GMK is fucking amazing. Yeah. Definitely one of the. I think that's actually probably the best Millennium film.
Yeah,
of the Millennium era. Even though I do love me some Final Wars. Final Wars is my shit. Oh,
yeah, you know,
other than Godzilla, like I know what you're gonna say, Todd. You're gonna talk about the ears with Godzilla, right?
No, I was gonna say I probably watched that one more like in the last, you know, since it's been out than any other Godzilla film.
Kit Tamura did a good job on Final Wars, I thought.
My thing with that movie is like I really don't like Godzilla's design. But I love all the redesigns of all the other monsters. And like when that movie came out, like, cause before at that time, like Destroy All Monsters was probably my favorite just because you got to see everybody. And what they did with Final Wars was just, I thought it was fantastic. And just like the ending of that fucking movie, man, the big reveal at the end with Monster X, fucking rock on. And then the theme is the best, that fucking awesome that fucking theme is like the best, like my favorite Godzilla theme out of everything. Mm-hmm. Every time I hear that, I want to go punch somebody in the motherfucking face.
Did any of you get that Godzilla record that had like the best of the themes?
Mm-mm. Oh, I know which one. No, I didn't grab it. It was the limited one. I don't know if it was best right of it. Wasn't it like insanely expensive, Dan?
Yeah, it was like the $500 one.
No, well, I'll show you what I got. It definitely was.
You're probably talking about older one because there was a newer like vinyl release that was like some fucking ridiculous. But maybe it was from Mondo. I can't remember.
Let me grab it real quick. I'll show you guys exactly what I've got because I don't think it's not $500. Definitely wouldn't have paid that.
I don't have anything else to show off.
Did it start off at $500? There's a demon.
I didn't show off all those custom Blu-rays, but
I do have a question, Todd. How did you come about acquiring those VHS? Was this back when you worked at the video store?
No, because most of them are imports. This one came from Tower Records.
Okay.
And the other two, I want to say I got them off eBay because they were the imports.
Okay.
So this is when like eBay was new.
That would have been a while ago.
Back in the day.
Because I had got the tape, and then I had like, Kruger will relate to this, trying to fill in your Godzilla gaps. And I was annoyed. I just had a tape of that one. So I wanted the Laserdisc, so that filled in the gap.
Yeah, no, that's not the one I'm talking about. There's a newer release. Cool, I know. I saw that FYE, not that, maybe a couple years ago.
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
Because I think the newer one's more complete because that is the best of one. Okay, that's still cool though.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the new one's open? Like the complete.
Huh?
Is it open?
Yes. Okay. I cut them.
Just check.
It takes me forever to do that though. So, I'm so not used to doing
with your meat claws, I know.
So Dan, what about you? What's your favorite out of all the Godzillas?
It's a tough one to answer in a lot of ways, but I have to go the original. The original Japanese version.
Fair enough.
But I will say that last one was amazing. I mean, what else could you ask for? It delivers exactly what
you talking want. About Final Wars? You talking about Shin?
No, he's talking about
King of the Monsters, the last one. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
The last American one.
I mean, it's up there. It's way up there. I've never really ranked them because it's hard. It's just so
have many. You seen every single one?
Yes, I have seen every Godzilla movie, but a lot of them, it's been a while. But I've watched them all. So, yeah, I can definitely say that it's
I don't know if I've seen them all. Yeah. I know I've seen a lot. I don't know if I've seen them all.
Are we talking about the Monsterverse or in general?
In general.
Because
there's over 30, so.
I've seen them all, like, at least three times.
Yeah,
me too. How many for 98?
For what? Oh, fucking!
Would you guys forgive that movie if it didn't have the name Godzilla?
Yes, maybe.
It's not a great movie, but
all right. So when I was
a little more forgivable though.
When I was a kid, I liked it. The marketing was so good for it. I mean, they had so many different fucking toys and just I really enjoyed it when I was a kid, but. Looking back on it, I just bought the 4K like literally a couple weeks ago, so I'm gonna revisit it soon. Because I do like think that design
for gun unloaded,
right? but like I do think that design is very cool for a monster, but not for Godzilla, you know what I mean? And like I think the best thing about that whole era, other than Godzilla beating the fucking shit out of it in like 2 seconds in Final Wars, is the fact that it spawned off an animated series that I was actually talking to Todd about. Maybe we could do on Flesh Wound Juniors at some point. That was really good. Basically, they just play off the fact that there was two beasts in the movie, because there actually was. And the one that survived is much more traditional Godzilla. Like, he can shoot heat rays and shit. He's super smart. And he wasn't really the highlight of the show for me. What was all the different kaijus that they brought out. And at a point, they basically do destroy all monsters. It's fucking amazing.
Now that I'll
tell you, like I revisited some of it, like maybe a couple of, maybe
this isn't the anime, right?
No.
Okay.
We don't talk about the shit anime. Hopefully the new one's going to be good. I'll get into that in a second. But yeah, man, it was really good. And it was like a Saturday morning kids cartoon. And I used to watch it like all the time on, I can't remember what the fuck it was station. It was the same station that had Power. It was whatever had Power Rangers on it. Cause Power Rangers came on like right after.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so anime. Okay, so we'll talk about the Godzilla anime briefly. The new ones that they put out on Netflix, the trilogy, I fucking hated them. Seen the anime because that's not my thing. Yeah, I'm not really super into anime either, but if it's Godzilla, I gotta watch it. And with the anime, just what sucks is there's a novelization of it. And the novelization sounds so much fucking cool because it basically had more classic monsters in it. But what they brought to life in the anime was Godzilla, and they make him like, I don't know, like this is my thing. I like Godzilla because he's like to scale with cities, could destroy cities and stuff. They make him way too fucking big. And basically, like, he's just, he's fucking huge as fuck. So like he'd just step on the city and it's fucked. And like, it focuses way too much on the human element, and then they bring this really shitty version of Ghidorah in it. And I'll say, out of all of them, the last one's the best because Ghidorah and Godzilla fight, but Ghidorah is not even like a dragon in it. It's like this fucking dragon heads that are coming out of a black hole. So it doesn't have his wings or his body.
So
it's
just like a floating hole with three heads.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
He trapped in a dimension.
It's normally the opposite. It's normally one head, three holes, but
yeah.
Yeah, no. It really bothered the fuck out of me. Because like I love Ghidorah. It's probably my, you know, number one favorite fucking Godzilla villain. But
you know, he's still my number two because I'm not gonna remove Gigan from being my favorite villain. But then that last movie, holy fuck. I think I told you guys this. I was in the theater like by myself. I went to see it by myself and I wanted to high five somebody, but like I didn't know anybody. I was like, motherfuck, this is amazing.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. I was about to bring this up, but since Lauren popped up, and that's what I was going to.
Okay. Yeah. No, I liked it too. They used to play the reruns on Cartoon Network when I was a kid.
For those listening, we're talking about the Hanna-Barbera animated Godzilla cartoon from the 70s.
Yep. Yeah, that one, you know, they just came out with a figure of that too. I need to get it of the Hanna-Barbera Godzilla. Yeah, I really liked it, especially when I was littler. But upon like revisiting, those ones don't hold up for me as well as like the other Godzilla kids cartoon, the 98 one. But it's still good, and like it's still a lot of fun. Like Godzuki was fucking just the best. Like, I love that stupid, goofy little fuck. And, like, and the thing that also, like, I can hear the, like, now that I'm thinking of it, I can hear the theme song playing in my head. Like, these 50 stories, huh? Godzilla, Godzilla, and Godzuki. Yeah, I fucking, that's a good memory for me, too. And, like, I think that's maybe the thing I love about Godzilla the most, is there's so fucking many incarnations of this guy. So, like, let's say you don't like the Toho, like the early Showa Toho films. You could go and fucking watch the Heisei ones, or you could go watch the Millennium ones, or now you could watch two different versions of the American Godzilla. I mean, it's just, he's one of those characters that has so many different versions of him that, like, even if you don't like one of them, you'll find one that you adore. But, you know, I was talking about Godzilla villains. Pugs, like, you said that your favorite Godzilla villain is Gigan. Mm-hmm. I said mine's Ghidorah. What about you, Todd and Dan? What's your favorite Godzilla villain of all time?
Mechagodzilla.
Okay, fair enough.
Lucky you.
Which one? Oh, Jesus, you're gonna make me do that, because I was also thinking of Mega Ghidorah too.
Yeah, because Mecha King Ghidorah is badass. But, like, for me, like, out of all the Mecha Godzillas, my favorite is probably Type 3 Kiryu. He's fucking the Godzilla, Mecha Godzilla 3, aka Kiryu. Okay.
It's like one, I like them all. Same with, see, there's so many good ones. I don't know. Yeah. It makes it hard.
What about you, Dan?
He's all,
you know, there was a, I mean, probably Ghidorah, but at the same time, I did like Mothra a lot at one point.
But is Mothra a villain? That's where it gets, that's why I didn't name her.
I honestly thought Dan was going to say Japanese. The Japanese. I thought that's where you were going.
He could have just said the humans and kept it PC. The humans.
At at least one point, you know, as long as they touched. I mean, yeah, I get it. Not really a villain. No,
well, it depends, though, because, like, she's definitely a villain in the Showa era, like the early Showa.
Yeah,
era.
But wait, wouldn't Godzilla be the villain in those ones? Well, shit, if that's the case, I'm changing my answer. Godzilla, fuck you.
Well, to Godzilla, Mothra was the villain. So,
no, they were friends more times than they weren't.
I agree, but I'm just saying.
I think I remember the first one, like, they're definitely feuding.
Yeah.
He definitely don't give a fuck about her in GMK because he fucking blows that bitch away. And, like, I can't remember what her stance is in Tokyo SOS.
I'll tell you this real quick.
Tokyo SOS is a good one, too.
I'll tell you real quick. We used to have a girl that hung around that we called her Mothra. Don't ask me why, because I don't have a reason. We were just watching Godzilla. She popped up. We said, fuck you, bitch, you're Mothra.
All right.
Did you put the theme song as a ringer when she calls?
Yes, sir.
Wish I would have now.
You know, it's funny you talk about Mothra. I just recently revisited it, and the first one, like, it's good, but it's not a kaiju masterpiece, I don't think. Like, it's a little bit more quirky, and unfortunately, Mothra's kind of like that little larva piece of shit thing for, like, until, like, the last 15 minutes. So, like, it definitely, like, I remember the Mothra movie being better when I was a kid, but it's still great. The Godzilla versus Mothra, though, that's the shit. That's one of the best Showa era movies by far.
I was going to say the Rebirth of Mothra trilogy are great.
Oh, dude. Fuck. I can't believe I forgot about that shit. Yeah, dude, those movies are underrated. Especially Pugs, you love Ghidorah. Have you ever seen those motherfuckers?
I am not sure.
Oh my god, bro.
Probably not with that reaction. So dude, I think I need to get on this.
So I'm gonna sell you right here.
You can still get the Blu-ray before.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Yep. Yeah, the Blu-ray, and it comes with all three of them. I actually just got it.
I've got them.
Right here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Grab it, Pugs, before it goes into print.
But those movies. Oh, was Lauren saying? I didn't read it.
Oh, he was. So here we go.
He was comparing Rodan to the Universal Monster movies. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the original Rodan is, that's a kaiju masterpiece. Like, if I'm being quite frank. Like, that's one of the best ones. That is like when a kaiju monster that's Godzilla that, you know, has its own movie. But yeah, Pugs, the Mothra trilogy. And one of these fucking movies, Mothra has to go, because you find out King Ghidorah wiped out the dinosaurs or some shit. So, like, Mothra has to go back in time to go try to stop that shit from happening. But then it doesn't happen, so then she goes back in the forward in the time, and this fucking thing called Death Ghidorah comes out, and it's like, and it's like, King Ghidorah, Todd, can you pull up Death Ghidorah?
Yeah.
A fucking dude, it is like the coolest goddamn design ever. And like, I think if since you love King Ghidorah so much, you got to check those ones out. Because
fuck me, is that going to be coming up in our future series that I'm hinting at right now?
Maybe we should.
I think so.
Todd, did you pull it up?
Yeah, I'm trying to find one that's still the movie though, not a toy.
Not like a toy. Yeah, it. I'm trying to find one too. Fuck.
Death Ghidorah. That just sounds hard.
Yeah, it's pretty badass. I'm gonna post it in the little. There we go.
Kind of like Crow's thing. Just made a turn.
Yeah. Okay. But those that trilogy is very underrated, and those are my favorite Mothra incarnations, because there's like multiple versions of Mothra too. Like Mothra goes into this armored form. And like she's all like silver and shit, and like there's another like hard. Aqua, yeah. There's like another one called like Aqua Mothra where she can like start swimming and stuff. Yeah, it's pretty badass.
Yeah, I want to see this.
But
Kruger, yeah, what are? Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, you're good.
What are some of the kaiju films,
I'm show the damn
some of the top stuff. Ones that you want to see that are not on Blu-ray here? They really need like a good showcase, like Mysterians as well, isn't it?
Well, Mysterians doesn't like, yeah, they don't have like an official Blu-ray release for it. But you know, like Rodan, I think needs to get like the treatment, the good Criterion treatment for sure. I think that would probably be my...
I was going to say, they do own it, so they need to get
on. Yeah, I would like to see that. What else? I'm trying to think off the top of my head. Like, there's a couple more obscure ones, like Yamato no Orochi, which is like the eight-headed dragon.
Oh, no. Oh yeah. Wasn't it?
Sucky Game of Thrones.
Right. Yeah, dude. Death Ghidorah is the shit. Some of those, I want to see, like, to be honest with you, one of my dream releases right now is somebody remastering the original 33 King Kong in 4K. I know we have, like, a Blu-ray release that came out a while ago, but I would really like to see that in 4K. And also the original Godzilla in 4K would be nice, too, even though we have a 4K scan of it. Like, the actual, I think the darks and stuff would look better. Well, I find that,
I was going to say, we could talk shit on the Criterion set. Well, I will a little bit. Because Toho gave them all the old masters, even though they have better ones that they're using in Japan for their releases. But that's what they do. Like, the black levels are immediately noticeable on that, but it's still a great set, but it could have been better. So, yes.
Oh, no, for sure.
4K of all those would be great, especially the original.
Another one I'd really like to see, War of the Gargantuans. That's one of my non-Godzilla ones. That's a favorite. And that's actually the sequel to Frankenstein Conquers the World.
Yeah. Hmm. Maybe we'll talk about that one soon.
Do any of you have any key pieces in your collection of kaiju merchandise? I don't collect a lot. I've got a few Godzilla things, but do you have like a figure that stands?
This last movie had me coming close to spending like $700 on a big ass Ghidorah. I didn't do it.
Get like, because for $700,
the wings, it was pretty big, dude. It's probably maybe like 4 feet or 3 feet wide and maybe like a foot and a half length. But, I ended up buying like a $30 piece from Walmart. I need to paint it still, but I got distracted. Customizing is awesome, so make sure you do that.
A good model would be cool if I knew what I was doing.
I'm still mad at this one. I had the Godzilla GMK he was, you know, a good 18 inch, maybe a little bit bigger size. And when you moved him, like his arms, he would make noises. If you pushed a button on his back, it would like his back, his spine would light up blue.
Is that the one you put oil in like a little spot and it starts smoking? Because I had that one and it walked on its own. Oh, that was that.
No, I have a little one that walks. Okay, I want to say it's closer.
Yeah, but you put like corn oil and shit, and
it wasn't that one
out of its mouth. That's cool. It blew my mind as a little kid. I'm like, this is fucking cool. It smells delicious.
This is this is probably my holy grail in my collection. This was my father's, so this is actually the original run of these. That I think came out in the 70s.
They were 70s.
The only thing that's wrong with him is he's got a little crack on his foot, but.
Now he's useless. Now that's the holy grail.
Snip it off, you'll be all right.
But this shit works? Still works. Oh,
oh. Shit. What about his tongue?
3D.
Hold on. Fucking yeah, it's still. Oh shit! I need to pull it up.
Get ready, ladies. Oh,
there we go.
So, that's the only thing that's wrong with it. It doesn't have like the handle in the back, but
it's still beautiful. I know that one. Yeah. My cousins had that one. I always wanted that one, but
I'm happy to fucking spring still works. Like that was the thing that surprised me.
The one I had, and I should have grabbed it before, but I didn't look for it. I'm glad I didn't sell it, but I wish I would have kept the other one that I did sell that I'm still upset about. I can't remember what year it is. It has to be, it's still 80s. It's just like the hollow plastic ones, but it's like an original, like one of the early American toys.
But these guys too, like when I was a kid, I had like all the fucking Bandai Movie Monster series.
Right.
And I fucking like an idiot sold them all for like way less than they were worth when I was like 18, I think. And fucking, I regret it because this is the only one I have now. And he's and like in a couple of years, it's going to like these really do go for some big bucks nowadays.
Nice. I had a friend from my Chiller Theater days, Colin Rogers, is a really good artist. Even I think he does kaiju stuff too. But I have never seen like a more vast, like specifically Godzilla, but kaiju in general, collection. I mean, like stuff that goes, I think I'd have to mortgage my house to even buy half of what he's got. It's insane.
Well, the thing about a lot of them, especially X plus figures are the big ones, and they're the big, like, they're like 3 feet, sometimes 2 feet at least. Those guys, man, like you buy them on release and they're like maybe a couple $100. You give it like 2 fucking years, they stop making them. They go up to like 750 to thousands.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
No, it looks real quick. Fucking Lauren brought up an excellent movie, The Host.
Yes.
Oh, yes. I love that movie. That's so it. That's
props to him because, that one's fucking awesome.
Yeah.
One of the best films of 2006, which was a good year too, actually.
The way it moves too, fucking flipping back, just yes, all yes.
Yeah, it was such a good year.
I forget it's been that long too. Wow.
Still Agent Orange and shit. Fuck yeah.
And like watching it recently, it's like the CGI holds up. Like it's not. One of those situations, and especially for it being 2000, like I find that like some of the later 90s to like mid, like till like 2010, some of that CGI doesn't hold up that well, but The Host definitely does. And yeah, that's probably one of the best kaiju movies outside of Japan.
And I care about the fucking human element in that movie too, because I liked everybody.
Yeah.
So that I don't really like a lot of the human elements in these movies. I'm like, just give me back to the monsters. You're doing your job to the best part, but like, just give me back.
That's go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying the Koreans are slaying everything. I mean, they're doing such amazing films in every genre. I'd like to see a little more kaiju coming out of there.
Yeah, that would be cool. Sure. Especially like if they keep it like in the same vein of like strong, because the one thing I find about like a lot of Korean movies is like they're the human the character elements of the story, they make you really feel for somebody. And I think like you know, like the host did so well in that. So I'd like to see something, you know, as long as it has a badass monster like the host, I'm in.
Absolutely. I got to rewatch that one too. I did such a, like, coming up with this movie, I was like, all right, I'm going to watch everything. And I didn't even get close. I'm sure you did, Kruger. But
I watched quite a bit. You know, I, on Patreon, I talked about some of the SRS cinema kaiju films, which if you aren't like, if you aren't a hardcore fan of kaiju movies, like maybe don't watch those, but they're still pretty goddamn fun. And like, in my opinion, like there's so many different Kickstarters and stuff going on right now. Like I know there's a kaiju movie coming out soon. I think it's going to be a short film called The Brush of a God or Brush of a God. And it's going to be like man in the suit kaiju and puppeteering and stuff like that. And actually we're going to be reviewing a kaiju movie that's probably the most recent man in the suit kaiju film. It's a short film called Howl Beyond the Fog. So definitely stay tuned for that review coming up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I was always into it. I don't know why I didn't collect more merch specifically from that, but man, I can remember, it wasn't me, unfortunately, but somebody getting a storage locker that had a bunch of stuff like from the 70s, like really early merch. I don't know if you know offhand, Kruger, but like what's like the holy grail? Like if you have it, it is just like the holy grail of Godzilla collectibles. Is there something in particular?
Man, there is this this is how fucked up this is. Maybe it's not the holy grail, but I've definitely seen this go for some major bucks, and I had it twice. There
you
was
had this it twice.
So there was this X Plus Godzilla versus Biollante, just giant Godzilla. It was like fucking massive, man. I'm talking like 3 feet long. Just like how long its tail and everything was. And that, I remember we bought it for maybe like 300, 400 bucks. And I saw it going for literally like $3,000, $4,000 not that long ago.
Oh.
And I'm just like, oh my God. I had two of them, bro. Two of them.
Oh.
And I fucking kept one in my closet and sold the one I had off. And the other one, I just one day when I sold all my, because I went through like a time, because like for a while there was no Godzilla movies. And like I really kind of fell out of the love for them because, you know, I used to be able to look forward to, you know, seeing a Godzilla movie every couple of years. And then it just died for literally 10 fucking years. So, in that 10-year drought, I sold off a lot of my shit, and seeing how much that X Plus, and it was like one of the, I think it like came out in like maybe 2000 or 2001. And it's like one of the original big, huge, giant monster movie X Plus series. And yeah, I had two of them and fucking sold them all both off. And I was depressed as hell when I saw like maybe like a year and a half ago I saw like $5,000. Oh my God.
Ouch. That's
you never know, collectibles are weird. You just never know sometimes. Yeah, I mean sometimes it's not as much as you'd think, but then oh my God.
I mean like I said, those X Plus, man, like even like Shin Godzilla, which is a newer movie, like there's a special edition of an X Plus Shin Godzilla with its mouth open, and it's going for like $750 on the internet. I'm like, it's 5 years old, God damn it. It should not be that fucking much.
I think it's such a big franchise everywhere too. You're just competing with so many people. Oh, yeah. Like the demand is just, you know, huge. Oh, yeah.
Well, and like people scalp the fuck out of Godzilla merch now. Like it's not even funny. I was having trouble getting damn steelbook for the new 4K release. Fucking went to two different Best Buys and all of them scalped it on. I'm like, motherfucker. Like there's some of those friends. Like I don't see it maybe as often. Well, actually, I probably just because I don't look at it. But I'm sure like it happens with superhero stuff and other stuff. Just scalpers destroying the fuck out of trying to collect
Blu-rays. Any collecting at this point.
I used to be one of those where I went hunting for collectibles, And just one day, I'm like, I've had enough of this. It's no longer fun. I'm stressing out more than I need to on these fucking items. Don't be wrong. I still, every now and again, I have that in me. So, like, I will pre-order stuff. But, like, just make it expensive to where I can just buy it and feel guilty for spending that money. But that little endorphin rush I get will be awesome. But, yeah, I used to be one of those dudes. I'll wait a half hour before the fucking store opens in line. And I'm looking, all right, which nerd am I going to have to punk out if I don't get mine? Evil Ed and I have some fucking stories to tell you. We'll save that for Patreon because we did some fucked up shit. Him especially. His stories are fucking awesome.
The hunt is what's fun. It's not the same online.
It was before, but it just gets stressful. Like Kruger, he wants the fucking 4K. And like he's not greedy. He just wants one for himself.
I just want one.
Yeah, and like I see some of these fucking assholes grab three, and I'm like, if you're grabbing it for your friend, I understand, but like two, bro, yeah. Two. Yeah. But if the store only gets two, fucking your friend's fucking SOL. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it's frustrating. Like some of the Godzilla stuff, like this guy over here, thermonuclear Godzilla. It was like a Target exclusive.
Oh, and I remember that.
Fucking it got like fucking people just scalped the shit out of it, but then they did it so much that like it was supposed to be exclusive, and they just like, because people were just buying all of them, they fucking kept sending them out more and more, and now it's not worth shit anymore.
If it's in Target for very long, I think it's harder now for it to I don't know. It collectibles are strange. I don't know.
Chase figures though that are like variants. I was one of those that got everyone I could. Ed and I, for sure. Like, it was fun, but looking back, I'm like, fuck, I did all that just for that. Yeah. Jesus.
There's, if any of you are lucky enough to have a second in Charles, or Books a Million, maybe to a lesser extent, but they do have, like, a Godzilla display up now with some cool. There's, like, Godzilla Jenga. Which I was tempted. I don't know who I'm going to play Jenga with, but I thought that was.
So was it like a building you put together and then we just.
Yeah, but awesome. I didn't know. I don't have it, but.
But you wouldn't say Jenga, you go Gojira. Gojira.
all right. So yeah, guys, obviously we're building up to the big one that we're going to review. I hope this is good because I'm so glad, and I've talked about this before, that I'm as psyched as everybody else for one of these, you know, quarantine premieres. You know, I haven't obviously been on some previous things, not a big Mulan guy or you know, some of these others, but this
you know what he names drops.
Well, I'm not a big Justice League guy.
No, but this isn't premium. They don't have to pay extra. It just comes with the service.
The fact he mentioned
at home premiere. I'm excited.
Means he watched it the most.
Yeah, I think he's lying.
Overcompensating.
The Szechuan sauce or whatever the fuck that came with it. Come on to you.
Oh, but yes. Shit, I remember the original movie they did. Didn't McDonald's? I do remember that.
Yeah, they brought it back, it was too. Good.
That was the whole thing. It was overrated.
I never had it.
I do all right. Remember McDonald's gimmicks.
Yes, there was a whole thing about it because of Rick and Morty. Because yeah. People don't understand that they're doing exactly what that show is talking about. People are idiots. So on that note, tomorrow we got the Godzilla vs. Kong review in the MonsterVerse.
Yep.
And then the following day we have... You wanted to tell them what four films you're reviewing, Kruger?
Yeah, we are going to be reviewing... not Zilla. I forgot for a second. Excuse me. not Zilla, which is like a Godzilla spoof. Howl Beyond the Fog, which is probably the last man in suit kaiju film. It's a short film, but we're going to be doing that. King Kong Escapes, which is the Toho King Kong solo film. And Frankenstein Conquers the World, also known as Frankenstein versus Baragon. So make sure to check those out. Should be fun seeing what you guys think of all those.
Yeah,
absolutely. And be sure to like, share, subscribe, and hit that notification bell here on YouTube. That really helps the show. So if you like us, hit that like button. Also, as we said, patreon.com/fleshwoundfeatures. We got a ton of stuff up there. Kruger does have some of those obscure kaiju reviews, which are really good shows. And yeah, fleshwoundfeatures.com as well.
Make sure you check that out. And follow us across all the social media bullshits. We're on every last one of them. Interact with us as much as you want. Future giveaways coming up, so spread the word, tell your friends. We got a lot to give away, a lot of love to give. So with that being said, make sure you watch Godzilla vs. Kong and join us tomorrow. So, gentlemen, let's get ready to go watch that fucking movie.
That's yep. All right.
Guten Tag.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
Heil Shine.
And I'll see you in Disneyland.